जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal, Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय. ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशेषम डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल विद ऑल श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. पञ्चम कपिलो नाम सिद्धेश काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् पञ्चम कपिलो नाम सिद्धेश काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् पञ्चम कपिलो नाम सिद्धेश काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् सिद्धेश काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् पञ्चः कपिलो नाम सिद्धेश काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच सुरये सांख्यम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम् वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् पञ्चमः The fifth one, Kapila, Kapila, Nama of the name, Siddhesha, the foremost among the perfect, Kala, time, Viplutam, lost, Provacha, said, Asuraye, unto the Brahmana named Asuri, Sankhyam, metaphysics, Tattvagrama, the sum total of the creative elements, Vinirayam, exposition, translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The fifth incarnation, named Lord Kapila, is foremost among perfected beings. He gave an exposition of the creative elements and metaphysics to Asuri Brahmana, for in course of time, this knowledge had been lost. Purport: the sum total of the creative elements is 24 in all. Each and every one of them is explicitly explained in the system of Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy, is generally called metaphysics by the European scholars. The etymological meaning of Sankhya is that which explains very lucidly by analysis of the material elements. This was done for the first time by Lord Kapila, who is said herein to be the fifth in the line of incarnations. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmritam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bhando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prasamhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all the devotees so that we can together glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead. This chapter entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. This is in request to the sages of the Naimisharanya. Suta Goswami is answering. Please describe the various avatars of the Lord. And today, this shloka mentions about the Lord Kapila and his Sankhya philosophy, which is elaborately explained in the third canto and also in various other places. So as this chapter describes the various incarnations of the Lord, first of all, let's try to understand what is incarnation. The word incarnation actually is more commonly used in the Christian theology. From there, this word has come. And it literally means, you know, where they say that God becomes incarnate as Jesus. That means God descended in flesh as Jesus. The word incarnation literally means to come in flesh, or karna means flesh. So it may appear that the Lord is taking material form. Just like if you read the old English, there is one book of, you know, Sripada Ramanujacharya. It is available in our library also. In that book, in the old English, they translate like this. Why does Lord, you know, take unto the flesh? I mean, why does Lord takes the form of flesh? Something like that, depending on the translators. But it appears that Lord is taking a material form. And because this word avatar is not, you know, commonly understood, at least few hundred years ago or 50 years ago, but as the Vedic, you know, literatures or Vedic philosophy, it was, you know, started, you know, to be preached in the Western, you know, culture or Western audience that time, because there is no exact word for avatar, so whichever, you know, prominent word which is conveying the meaning, that was word is used by Prabhupada. That's why when you go ahead in the this chapter also, and at the end of this chapter also, in the many other places like Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada will, you know, in detail mentions that avatar means one who descends. Avatar iti iti avatar, one who descends. Therefore, precise term for the avatar would be descent. And therefore, Bhagavad Gita describes ajopi san avyatma bhutana mishvaro api san prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya. Krishna says that I come in my original transcendental form. And if you go ahead in the next shloka also, that srijami word comes. And Prabhupada, right in the beginning in the purport, mentions srijami cannot be, you know, taken as creation here. Lord cannot be created. He descends or he manifests through his internal potency. And Prabhupada in the purport gives 2-3 examples to establish how incarnations of Krishna or Krishna or God, they do not have any material form. He says that, you know, although he appears in the same transcendental body and is the Lord of the universe, it still appears that he takes his birth like an ordinary living entity. If you see the birth of the Lord, it appears that Lord also takes birth from mother, father. And he grows up like any other children. But then Prabhupada mentions that Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth. But astonishingly enough, he never ages beyond youth. Many other times we always, you know, count how many years we have grown now. We celebrate our birthdays also. Now, suppose if somebody is, you know, just 26, he still feels that he is in his youth. But as the time goes ahead, 27, every year he is counting. That is not the case with Krishna. He doesn't count because he doesn't age. And that's why Prabhupada mentions that at the time of battle of Kurukshetra, he had many grandchildren sent home. He had sufficiently aged by material calculation. But still he looked like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. We also would like to be like that. But we cannot, you know, remain like that in this material body. So we have to go to Krishna. And he says that we never see a picture of Krishna in old age. Because he never grows old like us. At least we have never seen a picture of Krishna, at least in the Prabhupada's, you know, presentation. Picture of Krishna with mustache and beard. Otherwise, you know. And therefore he mentions that although he is the oldest person in the creation, that's what the 8th chapter also describes in the Bhagavad Gita, 8.9. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anor Aniyams Anusmaridhya Sarvasya Dhata Ramachintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat. So this first word Kavim. Kavim means knower and the Puranam is the oldest. So though he is the oldest, but is always very young. This is the first understanding of the God given in our Vedic literatures. And to further, to relate to our day-to-day, you know, examples, Prabhupada gives the example of sun. He says, just like the sun, he appears and disappears. But actually, that is to our vision. That sun is rising and sun is setting. But sun is fixed in his own position. Similarly, Krishna is also like that. And in the same chapter, fourth chapter, further, Krishna mentions that, okay, these incarnations are there and this is the form of the Lord, but why does Lord incarnates? Or why does Lord descends rather? So these famous series of shlokas are there in the Bhagavad Gita. 7, 8, 9, 10. Yada yadai dharmasya. Glanir bhavarti bharata. So whenever there is a, you know, religion becomes an irreligion, that time I come to establish that. But more than that, Krishna, as he goes ahead, the depth of his purpose of coming to this world, you know, you can see, he says, it is not just to establish the religion. And that religion is also not a Swayam Pumso Parodharma, not the transcendental religion. You know, whenever there is law and order is disturbed, then the government is, you know, formed. I mean, if there is no government, and if the government is there, then other government is called, if the current government is not working. So similarly, Krishna comes, but he says that, more than that, I come for Paritranaya Sadhunam and Vinashaya Chadushkritam. And more than Vinashaya, he comes for the Paritranaya Sadhunam, to reciprocate with the devotees. And even more than that, as you go ahead, Krishna says that, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yavetitato. Actually, I come to attract you to myself. I come so that you can, you know, see my original form as I am in the spiritual world. You can see my pastimes. You can experience my mercy. You can experience my compassion. So he comes, you know, more importantly to, that's why, see, he descends. Otherwise, see, all other works, like, you know, establishing religion and destroying the demons, they can be done by Krishna through his various agents. You know, I mean, no need to mention the current situation. It is very evident that how material nature acts so smoothly and nobody can surpass it. So for Krishna, he did not come just to, you know, destroy the demons or establish some law and order. But his purpose is to attract our heart to, you know, his pastimes. So that we can go to, otherwise, see, Krishna may come and just establish a religion. And we may feel very happy. Okay, now, you know, roads are clean. Now I am getting my food. My, you know, property is protected. I mean, that's what the government or the police or the administration does in the, you know, our world. But Krishna is mentioning that I don't come just for that. If I come for just for that, then you will remain here forever. Because then everything will be so comfortable. But then I come to, you know, attract your heart to my pastimes. And therefore, in the next 10th shloka, he gives the process also. Although this is just a fourth chapter, and the main essence of Bhagavad Gita will come in the, you know, middle 6 chapters. But from here, he is giving this one indication. Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashita bhava gyana tapasa puta madbhava agataga. That, you know, by my knowledge, taking shelter of me, mam upashita, many souls have passed through the, you know, this dangerous place of attachment, fear and anger. That's how this Sankhya comes into existence. Because if you want to get liberated from this world, then we need to understand what are the obstacles on my journey back to Godhead. So these are the obstacles. Rag, bhaya and krodh. So of course we will not go in detail with these things, but this is the purpose. And if you see the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic scripture, like in the Bhagavatam, this question before the creation is mentioned, before the Sankhya philosophy is mentioned, in the fifth chapter, Vidura asks this question. Rather, Vidura encourages the Maitreya Muni. He says, Sukhaya karmani karoti loko natai sukham van dupavaram va vindeta bhuyas tata eva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. That all of us are very much interested in the fruitive activities. Why fruitive activities? Because we want to attain some fruit out of that. And with that fruit, I will enjoy. But unfortunately, we may work and we may get the fruit also. But it's not, you know, necessary that with the fruit or with the things we, you know, earn or, you know, obtain from our hard labor, they may not necessarily lead to our happiness. That's what the Vidura is hinting here. This is some Prerna lecture Gaurav Bhatt was giving a few years back. In that lecture, he asked that how many of you think that money cannot buy happiness? You must have seen that video clip is there in the YouTube also. And everybody raised their hands. Then after that, he said that, but still, how many of you want money? Then again, everybody raised their hands. So although we know that it cannot buy happiness, but still we want that. In the same lecture, he's giving, you know, one, just he's creating humor. He's giving a story of one Gujarati and a Marwadi. Of course, there is no offense to anyone, but this is just a small, he's making a, you know, humor. He's saying that one Gujarati doctor, he did not get any job, so he opened a clinic. And in the clinic, you know, he put a notice that any bimari, give me, you know, come here and take the treatment from me. If it is cured, then you have to give me 20 rupees. If it is not cured, take 100 rupees from me. Then when there is Marwadi lawyer, he is thinking, of course, it can be any other lawyer, but not necessarily that he is just Marwadi, but all of us are, you know, very much after money. So he goes to the clinic and he says that, okay, I can very easily treat him. And then he first and goes and says that, doctor, I have lost my taste. Of course, in the current time, this is a if you lose taste, you know, they will quarantine you. So this is a, you know, video long, played long back. I mean, this story probably shared, you know, 2, 3, 4 years back. So then this doctor says, ask the compounder. Okay, compounder, bring bottle number 22. And then brings the bottle and he says that, put 3 drops on his tongue. And as he opens the bottle and he puts the 3 drops, he says, this is diesel. lawyer. Then the doctor says immediately, see, you got your taste back. Give me, you know, 20 rupees back. Then he thinks, I have to, you know, do something to cheat this. Because see, this is the nature of the living entity. We are trying to understand the interaction of living entity with the Maya. The Maya is always promising, I will give you something, this and that. And the Jiva also thinks that, okay, she is my well-wisher, she loves me, she will give me everything what I want. But that's how she, you know, cheats at every stage. Then next he says that, you know, doctor, I lost my memory. I'm not remembering anything. So immediately the doctor says, again to the compounder, okay, bring the bottle number 22. Then immediately he remembers, "Arey, this is diesel. I cannot take this, you know, as a medicine." So immediately the doctor says, okay, you got your memory back. You know, give me 20 rupees. Then he becomes really frustrated. If you see that video, you will, you know, see more emotions. Prabhuji is with, with humor, is, you know. I'm trying as far as to convey the message. Then he, you know, at last says, I lost my vision. I'm not able to see anything. Then that time, doctor says, oh, this is the only, you know, bimari which we cannot cure. And he calls the compounder, says, okay, give him 100 rupees. But while giving 100 rupees, the compounder gives only 20 rupees. And as the living entity, he always looks How much I am getting? How much? He opens his eyes and says, 20 rupees, you are cheating me. Then immediately doctor says, see, your eyesight has come back. Then immediately, you know, that doctor, that patient has to give him 20 rupees back. So this is just an example. But with this example, we are seeing that how every one of us are at each step, you know, thinking that whatever the promises Maya is making us, she will, you know, fulfill. But each time that bottle number 22 will come. And with that bottle, we are, you know, being cheated. Therefore, this Vidura is asking that everyone is searching for the happiness. But that happiness is not there. Then where is the happiness and how you get that happiness? And of course, I mean, for everything there is a counter in this world. Sometimes people also say that, you know, now just like, now we say that money cannot buy happiness. But there are some people, they say that whoever said that money can't buy happiness simply didn't know where to go shopping. So, and that's, at material level, it may not be, you know, true, but spiritual level it is true. Even if money, if it is utilized in the service of the Lord, that can bring, you know, or that can at least start our path to the spirituality. But this is what, and our scriptures, they are so systematically arranged, they, you know, just like Prabhupada said, best use of the bad bargain. So whatever we may have in our, you know, right now position, that we can use for the Lord. So this chapter, now gradually we'll describe this in a list of avatars. I'll just list out the avatars. These are the beautiful holy names of the Lord and His devotees. So these avatars are, in the first is the four Kumaras. Then we have Varaha Dev. Then we have Narad Muni. Then we have Nara Narayan Rishi from the, you know, King Dharma. Then we have Kapil Dev from Kradama Muni and Devahuti, which is the current shloka. Then we have Dattatreya from Atri and Anusuya Muni. Then Yajna Purusha from Prajapati Ruchi and Akuti. Then Rishabh Dev from King Nabhi and Meru Devi. Then Prithu Maharaj by churning the body of the King Vena. And then we have Matsya. Now this 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th and 14th. Matsya, Kurma, Dhanvantari, Mohini Murti, Narasimha. Gaur Krishna Maharaj in one lecture says, Bina Mata Pita Kya Avatar. They don't have mother, father. So how do you, you know, call them? So therefore their activities, through their activities they are been named. So Kurma Avatar, he becomes the pivot for Mandara Mountain in Samudra Manthan Leela. Then there is Dhanvantari, who is the founder of Ayurveda. Then there is a Mohini Murti. Then Narasimha Dev, who comes to, you know, reciprocate with the Prahlad Maharaj. Then again, incarnations with mother, father. Then there comes Vamana Dev, who cheats the Bali Maharaj and actually gives him spiritual world, his apparent cheating. Then there is, you know, Parshuram through Jamadagni and Renuka. Then Vyasadev through Satyavati and Parashar Muni. Then Lord Ramchandra. And then finally, 19th and 20th, there Krishna Balram, who again come as Gaur Nitya in the Kali Yuga. Then there is Lord Buddha. He is saying, because in the list of avatars, they say that it will come, but during our time it already come, Lord Buddha, to stop the killing of the innocent animals. Then there is finally Kalki avatar, which will come, you know, at the end. And additionally, Chakravarti Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, they also describe two more avatars. Hamsa avatar and Haigri avatar. So total 24 avatars they are mentioned in this chapter. And of course they can be categorized into various, you know, divisions like Purusha avatars or Leela avatars. These are Leela avatars. Then Guna avatars like Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And then Manvantara avatars during the period of Manuj. And Yuga avatars. Like that, of course, it also describes there are other incarnations apart from, you know, these avatars and Saktavesh avatars. The three more avatars, like Srimad Bhagavatam, is also avatar. And Archa Vigra of the Lord is also avatar. And finally, holy name is also avatar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the most, you know, easily accessible form of the Lord. And after describing this, it is not just listing and describing. He says that You know, the Falashruti is given, Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Ye Etat Prayato Nara Sayam Prata Grunan Bhaktya Dukkha Gramat Vimuchyate. Whoever recites these beautiful names of the Lord in the morning and evening in the form of Mangalarti and Gaurarti, they will be relieved of all the miseries of this, you know, material world. So to relieve ourselves from the miseries and get the happiness, this is the way we, you know, chant and discuss the pastimes of the Lord. And also, now the question will be, why so many incarnations? These are, and before that, the shloka, avtarahi asankheya hare sattva nidhe dvija yatha vidasin kulya saras su sahasrasha. Just like, you know, small rivulets of the rivers, they come and it is inexhaustible. They come continuously. Unlimited avtaras. Why so many unlimited avtaras? Somebody has said, main har roz gunah karta hun, tu har roz maaf karta hai. मैं आदत से मजबूर हूं तो रहमत से मशहूर है. बिकॉज आई मीन दिस इज नॉट माय कंपोजिशन. बट दिस इज द कंडीशन ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस कि मैं आदत से मजबूर हूं टू फॉरगेट यू अगेन एंड अगेन. बट लॉर्ड इज रहमत से मशहूर. लॉर्ड इज वेरी फेमस एज कंपैशन. देयरफॉर इफ यू सी इन द भगवद गीता अगेन, because I am more in touch with Bhagavad Gita nowadays. In the 18.66, if you go, Sarva Dhavan Parityajya Shlok, after describing everything, after establishing the religions and all that, and finally Krishna says, Sarva Dharman, give up everything. And you know, there are some, Chaitanya Charitamrita was sharing that in some South Indian Brahmanas, they were reciting this verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. And they were thinking, how can Sarva Dharman? There cannot be Sarva Dharman. So they were saying Sarva Adharman. So of course, this is not, Sarva Dharman means whatever religion or whatever activity which is not contributing to our surrender to Lord, that has to be rejected. That is the understanding. So there, you know, Krishna, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, this is a very beautiful purport of Prabhupada. Prabhupada says that Krishna previously said in the 7th chapter, Esham tu antagatam papam. Jananam punya karmanam te dvandva mohandar mukta bhajante maam drudavata. If you are not, you know, freed of the sinful reactions, you cannot do steady bhajan. That's what Krishna says. This is true at one level, but the Lord is so compassionate. We are mentioning about the river, so it's also excited. The spiritual, you know, fountain. So he says that Lord is so compassionate that ek avatar mein kaam nahi hua, koi baat nahi, dusra aur ek avatar leta hu. Dusre mein nahi hua, koi baat nahi, tisra leta hu. Tisra, koi baat nahi, chautha. Like that it goes unlimitedly. And Prabhupada says that first Lord says that, you know, without being freed of sinful reactions, you cannot come to me. But then Lord is saying in the 18.66, even if you are, you know, having some sins in you, still you come to me. See, this is how Lord first is, just like, you know, when we preach, initially we are very strict. Nahi, nahi, itna hi, sola malai karna padega, ye itna hi karna padega, char nahi, vagera, vagera. Then only you will be admitted to the course. But then we understand, aray, how many people will come to, you know, take, you know, this, any program. Then our mercy also starts, you know, in a compassion, you know, flowing. Then we say, okay, not 16, even if you chant 8 rounds, still you can be admitted in the course. So like that, of course, this is not a license, you know, to dilute our sadhana, but this is what the compassion of the Lord. In Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, they give one beautiful example to, you know, explain this karunya of the Lord. They, you know, give example of, you know, baby and a mother. They say that just like, you know, sometimes mother tells the baby, you know, if you want to pass urine or pass stool, just go to the washroom. Don't pass it in your, you know, in the same, whatever clothes he is wearing. But small child, they don't understand. And he, you know, does everything there only. And he soils the clothes. Then mother says, no, no, you don't come to me. Because, you know, you have soiled the clothes. I told you, go to the washroom and get yourself clean. And then further mother says, now you have done this. I mean, esham to antagatam papam. Go to the washroom, clean yourself and then come. But then small children, they don't understand what to do. Then mother feels very compassionate. Then he says, okay, no issue, you come. Like that mother does every time. It's not that one or two times. Till the child is grown up and he understands that I need to clean myself. Similarly, Krishna says here that, you know, and that's what this is, main adat se majburu, tu rahmat se mashhoor hai. Because we are majbur main adat, somehow conditioned by the, you know, different varieties of these 24 elements which are mentioned in Sankhya. And therefore, Lord again and again comes and he says that, no issue, still you can come to me. And that's how the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Matlab, itna sab kuch karne ke baad, abhi yahi baki tha. Just now Lord came. This is just within 5,000 years back. Gave Bhagavad Gita and all, everything established. Beautiful pastimes in the Vrindavan and other places. But still we don't understand him. Therefore Lord says, okay, this time when I come, I will come as a devotee. Because you are not, you know, taking my instruction as a Lord, as a God. So I will come among yourself. Then you will listen to me. So this is how Lord extend himself. And as you say, see in the Bhagavad Gita also 4.29, Lord says that, you know, I am the sruhut for everyone. I am the well-wisher for everyone. Just like, you know, somebody said that, dunya ummid tod sakti hai, par dunya banane wala nahi. I mean, there can be any failure in our life. And we can be disappointed, frustrated with anyone and everyone. But there is one person with whom, you know, we can always relate that how, no matter whatever I may do or however I am, you know, rebellious to him, he is always thinking about my welfare. Of course, the Vaishnavas and spiritual master, they also come in the same line. But as of now, because we are conditioned, we don't want to, you know, take shelter of the spiritual master or any Vaishnava because we have difference of opinion. But there is one person whom we always can approach. But this is not, you know, to be practiced as usual. We should go through spiritual master and Vaishnavas. But in time, sometimes it happens that this devotee did this and that, you know, I'm not able to understand. I'm not able to, you know, make any rapport with him. I cannot hear from him. But one person is there whom we can always approach. And that person, same person, he will, what he will do? Again, he will, you know, say, go to that devotee. But when Lord says, then it's, you know, we feel, okay, now Lord give me, you know, guidance that go to that devotee. Then we are, you know, assured, okay, this person can help me. So therefore, Lord says, I am the sruhut for everyone. And therefore, if you see in the Bhagavad Gita, that 5.29 is a very, very important shloka, especially in such times when we are faced with so much crisis and people losing, you know, and their jobs, their, you know, relatives, their, so many things we are losing. And in such times, these are, you know, beautiful sections of the Gita and Bhagavatam to be read. You know, he says, you know, generally what happens when there is some failure in our life, there can be three reactions. First reaction is either we blame ourselves, that is, you know, that frustration goes inward. And we may blame to any extent. We may kill ourselves also. Second reaction can be, you know, we blame others. And if we don't find reason for ourselves and others, then finally there is Krishna, whom we blame. And that becomes the barrier for us to take its shelter. But if we see peacefully and give some time to Krishna, have patience, because this is after all a matter of, you know, having faith. He gives, you know, this example of just like a patient, he sees the doctor who is coming with a knife. The doctor is coming with a knife doesn't mean he is going to kill him. He just have to give the patience. He is coming to cure me. He is doing some surgical operation so that I can get cured. That faith we need to have. I had heard this story long back. This one Brajavasi, you know, bhajan kar is there, Vrindavan, from Vrindavan. You must have heard his name, Vinod Agrawal. I mean, he has sung very beautiful bhajans of Krishna. In one of the bhajan, he was giving one story of, you know, how faith in the Lord is the utmost and important. And in the time of crisis, usually we are not able to see the hand of God. He said that there was one devotee. And this devotee, you know, very, very faithful, every day is worshipping the Lord. And one day he goes to the altar Just like we all, you know, sometimes go and pray. I mean, it is better to pray in the time when we are, you know, having everything good. Usually we go to the Lord in the time of difficulty. But this devotee is as usual is going to the, you know, Lord and taking his darshan and ask the Lord that, you know, I want to experience yourself in my life on day-to-day basis, that you are always with me. Then, you know, in front of the, you know, deity, there is no answer for that devotee. But in the night, Lord comes in the dream and he says that, okay, you can experience me every day. See, whenever you go to the morning walk, in the morning, whenever you walk, along with your footprints, you will also see my footprints, side by side. And then this devotee, next day, he gets up and he is excited. Okay, Lord came in my dream and he, you know, told me like that. And he goes to the morning walk, he sees the footprint of the Lord. So there are total 4 footprints. He's very happy. This is our initial journey in the life. We come as a sadhaka. We ask Krishna, Krishna, please help me. Krishna, please, you know, give me nectar of your holy name, Bhagavad, and Krishna gives that. And we feel very excited, we're happy. And we feel that I will conquer the entire world. Now I am the pure devotee. But as the time goes, the crisis comes in life. And what happens, you know, this devotee who was a businessman, you know, he loses his business. Just like in the current time, so many things are happening. And as he loses his business, all his relatives, friends, they start, you know, they go away from him. And he thinks, oh, these people, they are there for my wealth, for my property, for my, you know, position. They are not for me. He becomes very disappointed. He goes to the morning walk. He sees that, now see, there is a turn of events. In the morning walk, he sees, instead of 4 footprints, only 2 footprints. Then he thinks, are, sab log chhod ke gaye, Bhagwan bhi chhod ke gaye. And then he comes to the altar again and chastises the Lord. You know, that says that, what is this? And everybody has left me, you also left. But since he's a faithful devotee, like our regular devotee, he continues his sadhana services. But still he has a doubt in the mind. And again, these are the turn of events. You know, this is the cycle of life, that sometimes we are very prosperous and sometimes we are nothing. Then again, everything starts coming to his, you know, way. All the business flourishes. Then the corona goes away. In the current context, you know, everybody becomes very joyful and happy. Then this time he goes to the morning walk, again sees 4 footprints. Then this time he thinks, my God, he's so cunning and so cheating. Jab sab kuch chala gaya, to ye bhi chale gaye. Sab kuch aa gaya, wapas aa gaye. Then he comes to the, you know, again altar and again chastises the Lord. What is this? This is, you are too duplicious. Then that time, you know, that night, again Lord comes in the dream and he says, that, you know, the footprints which you are seeing every day, especially during the time when you are in crisis, kiska footprint tha, batao. Then he says, mera tha. Jo main chal raha tha, mera tha. Lord says, are, baule bevkuf, yehi to baat hai na. This is what you do the mistake. Wo mere charan chinna the, aapke nahi the. So devotee bolta hai, are, aapke kaise the? When I was walking, supposed to be mine only. Then Lord says that, see, when you are going through trouble and crisis, that time I come and I help you. Rather help you in this case. For us, it is the present, everything, you know, in the present, I mean, you can relate to. He says that, jab tum difficulty mein the, that time I was lifting you and holding you in my lap and I was walking. Therefore, instead of your footprints, you were seeing only my footprints. Because I was carrying you. So, main aapko utha raha tha, to kaise dikhenge aap charan chinna? Then that devotee understands. See, that's how we pass through difficult times. But we, after some time, realize, are, ho gaya. I already crossed it. This is just a matter of keeping the faith. So, like that, you know, we have to keep the faith. Of course, I'm proceeding ahead with whatever 10 minutes we have. In this chapter, he describes, you know, Kapila Muni, these 24 elements, they are described further as you go ahead in the third canto. You know, I'll just summarize that. And this is one morning, this Bhagavatam class conversation. one devotee is asking question, other is Achyutananda Swami, he is asking question to Prabhupada, that, you know, that, so what made the soul take birth in the first place? Prabhupada says, quoting the Prem Vivarta, he says, Krishna Bahirmukh Ahana Bhogavancha Kare Nikatastha Mayatare Jhapatiya Dhare. As soon as you desired, I want to enjoy separately from Krishna, immediately this material creation started. Then you see in the Bhagavatam, it is described Sarga, creation by the, you know, Mahavishnu's glance on the Mahat Tattva. And through that, these 24 elements, I will list out because the today's purport mentions that. There are five, you know, gross, you know, elements, Pancha Mahabhutas, earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then there are five sense objects, smell, taste, form, touch, sound. Then there are working senses, voice, legs, hands, anus and genitals. There are five knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. And finally there are four antakaranas, mind, intelligence, false ego and contaminated consciousness. So like that, these are the 24 elements. And further, Brahmaji then, with that, you know, raw material, he starts his creation. Then he creates the four Kumaras. Initially, before four Kumaras, he creates the, you know, five types of illusions. And it is said in the shloka that he creates them as a matter of necessity. I mean, he didn't want to create, but ye jaruri hai. Otherwise, bhautik srishti mein jivatma bhog nahi kar payega. If he forgets himself as Krishna Das, then only he can enjoy. So therefore he creates. Then there are creation of the 10 great sages. And even after creating these sages, there is not much, you know, population increasing. So therefore then he creates Swayambhu Mahima and Satrupa. And from their combination, then we have Uttanupad, Priyavrat, Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti. And then further, these three daughters, they marry the sages. And that's how the whole world is populated. And it is interesting that, you know, this Sankhya philosophy, although Bhagavatam mentions in the beginning, Narad Muni chastises, you know, Vyasadeva, that describe Lord Krishna directly. Why are you mentioning so many, you know, religious formalities to gain this and that? We are not concerned with, you know, any other activity apart from pure devotional service. But same Bhagavatam, if you go ahead, in the third canto, it elaborately mentions Sankhya philosophy. Now you may say, pehle to bol diya ki sab shuddha bhakti karna hai. Sab kuch shuddha. And why now so many, you know, it looks like a maths. If you study Bhagavatam, third canto, of course now there is a Bhagavat Subhudhuni, Bhagavatam Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth, they have published very systematic. So through that you get some, you know, of course Prabhupada purports, if you study carefully you will get that. But since we don't have time, energy and that, you know, capacity. So there is a nice presentation in the Subhudhuni. So we may say, first you say, you know, everything pure. Jaise hum iskon mein aate hain pehle. Sab kuch ekdam harinam, prasad, darshan. But then devotee says, okay, idhar aao. Thoda seva karo. Clean the temple hall. You want to sit here? You have to clean this. You want to have prasadam? Cut the vegetables. Clean the pots. Do something. So you may say, sab kuch maja maja pehle se aata hai. But then, there is a, you know, see, because if you don't understand exactly what's happening here in the material world, then it becomes difficult to get away from here. Therefore, this Sankhya, which is elaborately mentioned, it serves, you know, two, three purposes. Why we study Sankhya philosophy in detail? We may say, you know, we are all Hare Krishna devotees. We are supposed to go to Goloka Vrindavan, discuss Lord's pastime, you know, be very happy. But that's not so easy. Because we are in a place which is not supposed to be, you know, happy place. So, abhi jaise koi jail mein hai, in the prison house, he has to understand ki prison mein happy nahi ho sakte. I have to get out from here. So, for that he need to understand ki ye jail kaise bana hai. Who is the jailer? Or whom I can approach? Who are my, you know, inmates? Ab usme se kaun achcha hai, kaun bura hai? We have to discriminate. Jail mein to bahut sare kaidi hai, but you know, not all are at, you know, same level of consciousness. Of course, I'm not telling to anyone here. I mean to say that just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sajatiya Asha Sangha, we have to choose the association that is Sajatiya. Iska matlab ye nahi ki Vijatiya bahar nikal gaya. We have to equally respect him, but you know, that is a different subject matter. But then he says that we have to associate with the devotees and understand. Therefore, if you study Sankhya philosophy, we can understand that, you know, see, the atheist Sankhya, which is explained otherwise by the imposter Kapila, that doesn't include God. But our Bhagavad Sankhya includes God. Because the first beginning is with the glance of the Mahavishnu. And with that we can understand that subsequent creation as it happens, there is in every section, Lord is actively taking part. These 24 elements, they are created in the beginning. Lord is only involved. Then after that, Brahmaji comes in action. So this is first thing we have to, you know, we are able to then understand ki Bhagavan har jagah pe hai. He's every time, you know, there for me. And then another thing, if we don't see the relationship of matter with the God, then we try to possess the matter. Ye mera hai. If you don't see ki ye bhumira panalavayu, khanman buddhi revacha, everything is the property of Krishna, supposed to be utilized in the service of Krishna, then we become unnecessarily possessive of that. Ye mera hai. Kyunki ye kiska kaun hai malum nahi, to mera hai. This is, you know, simple conclusion of the living entity. If it doesn't belong to anyone, then it belongs to me. Therefore, Bhagavatam is so systematic. Even Bhagavad Gita, if you study, the essence of all, you know, Vedas, you know, that 14th chapter, if you read, 13th chapter, you will get all the summary of, you know, almost all the sections of Bhagavatam here. So that's why all the, you know, all the materialistic people, the atheistic, you know, science today, that's what it's saying. Ki, are, kiska hai, kisi ka nahi hai, hamara hai. Let's enjoy that. And that's how we get entangled. This is second thing. And third final thing is, if we understand how this energy is working, we have a chance, just like, you know, they say, suppose you construct a house. Just now, Pavaneshwar Prabhu went home to help, you know, construct his new home. So because he has constructed, you know, he was actively involved, he knows every nook and corner. Kaunsa wiring kahan pe ja raha hai. Just like in temple, he knows. Kaunsa wire kahan se connected hai, kahan se iska origin hai. And sometimes if there is some, you know, electric issue and if we try to go, you know, solve it, humko shock lag jayega. But the person who is involved, he knows kahan pe origin hai, kahan pe end hai. Like that, suppose some, you know, you are living in a particular house, if you know ki exit kahan pe, entrance kahan pe, then in the time of, you know, emergency, you can understand emergency exit is there, go there, and then you can quit that. That's why we need to understand how Maya is working, how this world is, you know, entangling. That's why this, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that before we come out of illusion, we need to understand that it is illusion. Because if you don't understand it is illusion, why you will try to come out of the illusion? So that's why we need to first understand ye maya hai. Then only you will try to come out of the maya. Otherwise not. And this is what our stage, sadhaka stage. At sadhaka stage, we are, you know, we are supposed to stay fixed on the, you know, scriptural conclusion, because without intelligence, sharp intelligence sharpened by, you know, scriptures, we cannot understand what is what. So just to end, I will read one, you know, Prabhupada's, because I did not read it. It's usually very good to read something from Prabhupada. You know, one, Prabhupada, see, this is, Prabhupada mentions, related to this purport only, how and why we get entangled. Prabhupada says that, Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakto. We say, why manmana? Why I will think about you? I will think about my and others' mind. And one guest is saying, ki, you know, samskar denge to ho jayega ye. Sab samskar de do. Prabhupada says, are samskar, samskar kuch nahi hota, ye hamara jid hai. This is our, you know, obstinacy, that we are, you know, insisting that no, I want to enjoy matter. So Prabhupada says, ye hamara jid hai, badmashi aur kuch nahi. Namang dushkitana mudha. Then he says, dushkitana mudha. You know, jaise child hota hai, kuch baat sunega hi nahi. Kitna achha baat bolo, nahi sunega, badmash hai. Phir juta se theek karo. So maya isi tarah se juta se theek karti hai. Maya bolegi karega nahi. Not surrender to Krishna. Theek hai, tumko juta se pit pit ke theek karungi. That's how. దైవీయేషై గుణమయమాయ. దట్స్ హౌ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ దే కమ్ ఇన్ ద యాక్షన్ అనలిటికల్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ యూనో సంఖ్య. వో జూతా ఖాతే ఖాతే ఫిర్ ఠీక్ హో జాయేగా. వి ఆర్ బీటన్ బై షూస్ బై మాయా. ఖూబ్ పీటో. దిస్ ఇస్ ప్రభుపాద్ హిందీ. ఖూబ్ పీటో ఔర్ మాయా కా కామ్ హి వహీ హై. జన్మని జన్మని దుఃఖ భోగో. జబ్ తక్ క్రిమినల్ రహేగా పులిస్ పీటేగా ఖూబ్, ఔర్ జబ్ బద్మాషి ఛోడేగా తో పులిస్ భీ ఛోడేగా. సో సింపల్. Therefore he says, mamayo prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So that's why we have to surrender to Krishna through whatever services we can do, through whatever attracts us to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. వాంఛా కల్పతరు విశ్వ కృపా సింధువే వచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ. ఫర్గివ్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ హావ్ స్పోకెన్ ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అప్రోప్రియేట్. హరే కృష్ణ.